Welcome to Hematologic Oncology Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. Myelodysplastic syndrome, MDS, a misnomer? According to Stephen Gore, MDS is a straightforward chronic leukemia that has perhaps hidden in the shadows in the past. But according to Dr. Gore, with perhaps 15 to 30,000 annual U.S. cases, this may be the most common adult hematologic cancer. The good news is that finally, at the December 2007 ASH meeting, for the first time, a phase 3 randomized trial of systemic therapy in this disease demonstrated a survival advantage. The agent, azacitidine, is particularly interesting because it works on epigenetic tumor pathways, a particular focus for Dr. Gore's research, and he began by reviewing the ASH data on azacitidine.
This is a seminal study. When azacitidine was going before the FDA for approval a few years ago, the expectation was that it was not going to receive full approval and that the FDA was going to require a survival trial. And that's because the data upon which the label was given, approval was given, was a trial run by the Cancer and Leukemia Group B, and which involved a crossover design so that all patients in the study eventually got azacitidine, at least most patients did, and you couldn't really evaluate survival. Now, at the end of the day, the FDA gave azacitidine full approval, but the company decided to go forward with a survival study anyway because they thought that it was going to be important information. So in the survival trial, which was run primarily in Europe, doctors pre-selected one of three so-called conventional care regimens. And the reason that it was set up this way was because in Europe, there was a great deal of variability in how what the standard of care was considered. For instance, in France, they use a lot of low-dose cytarabine, whereas in Italy, almost everyone got supportive care. And the only way they figured that they could get something that was going to be readily bought into was to let physicians choose what they usually would. So the three choices were supportive care, including growth factors, transfusions, etc., low-dose cytarabine, or Ara-C anthracycline leukemia-style-based induction chemotherapy. And once the physician had selected one of those three for the patient, then the patient could enroll and be randomized between that choice and azacitidine given in this FDA-approved dose schedule. And patients received azacitidine until disease progression. They were on either arm until disease progression. And what Dr. Fanot and colleagues presented at ASH was that the azacitidine-treated group, and this was, by the way, in patients with high-risk MDS, so by the International Prognostic Score, intermediate 2 and high-risk MDS, as well as chronic myelomonocytic leukemia. And what they found was that median survival was improved by about 9 months, but more impressively, the survival at 2 years in this high-risk group was doubled from about 25% to 50%. And that's really a very extraordinary and clinically meaningful result.